Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya Huye. Tonight, we're gladly joined by Sandra Chingasieni Nduna, a Zimbabwean who is based in Hollywood, California, and is the founder of Zimbabwe Child Inc., an organization working with underprivileged schools in Mashonaland West. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Sandra. Tell us about your organization. What is it all about?
The name of my organization is Zimbabwean Child. I live in California, in Los Angeles. Our mission is to support schools in Zimbabwe with educational materials. And we're starting in the Kwekwezi district. And the hope is we're going to go throughout the entire country.
You recently visited Zimbabwe, and you say you were able to visit 11 schools. Tell us a little bit about that.
I worked with the Ministry of Education in the Kwekwezi district. So I'm thankful that we were able to partner, and they provided me with a representative from the Ministry of Education. And in addition to that, they gave us a driver who was familiar with the place, and we're able to go and visit the schools and visit each school, see what's on the ground. I really just wanted to see what's on the ground. You know, you hear so many stories about what's going on at home, but you never actually get to see it. And I wanted to see it for myself so I could be more informed when I come back to the United States. It was heartbreaking. I felt overwhelmed oftentimes because the state of the schools are just really bad, really, really bad. A lot of the classrooms are like shacks or makeshift structures that are made up of like aluminum tins or sometimes just, you know, thatch and grass. And a lot of the classrooms are not roofed at all, you know, and there's no water at a lot of the schools. And the kids, it's just so bad. They have no books. The teachers are struggling. Sometimes the teachers have no housing and they have to walk like 15 kilometers to school. So it's a really dire situation. And it was very overwhelming, I must say.
So now what is the way forward now that you've gone there, you've scouted, you've seen what they need? What do you hope to do?
At the moment, I have my play. It's called The Child of Promise. And the play, it focuses on children in Zimbabwe that we showcase what they go through. And so this play is supposed to be a tool that I have in my hands to fundraise for the school. In addition to that, I'm talking to a few people at my work in Hollywood and people that are willing to support me and willing to support some of the schools. And I'm going to go back at the end of the year and I'm going to support three schools, Kotamai, Edzai, Mpumalanga, and another one, Tagwire. So my goal is to go with educational material. I'm going to buy books like Ventures that are part of the curriculum. In addition to that, I have a warehouse in Los Angeles that supplies me with books, but I just need to find someone who can sponsor me with like shipping a container to them. And that should be enough for all those three schools in addition to the books that I'm going to take. And then hopefully when the books in the container get delivered, I'll also be showing up with money to purchase the Ventures books, the writing books. I'm also looking for companies that can partner with me in terms of building, you know, finishing off the structures that have been put in place and also building new classrooms for the kids. But in addition to that, you know, I'm also looking for companies that want to put wells at the schools because a lot of the schools don't have water. And that's really important. So I'm just trying to do so much at the same time. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to achieve so much by the end of the year.
And some may ask, who are you? You're speaking about Hollywood, Los Angeles. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I came here 12 years ago and I did my undergraduate degree in television, film. And then after that, I did my master's in film and television as well. And I work at the Clark Productions in the international distribution department. So I work in Hollywood. Our shows include the Golden Globes, Billboard Music Awards, So You Think You Can Dance. We do a lot of live events. And my job currently is to get those shows around the world. So our shows are seen in almost every country on earth, and I'm responsible for taking them there. Including, you know, the most exciting part is when I send stuff to Mnet, they see our shows in Africa, and I'm part of the reason they get there. You know, I'm part of the team that gets it out there.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Sandra Chingasieni Nduna, a Zimbabwean based in Hollywood, California, and who's also the founder of Zimbabwe Child Inc., an organization working with underprivileged schools in Mashonaland West. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya Huye.